Coco Rosie from the album Tales of a Grass Widow here on CFBU 103.7 FM. We are your campus and community radio station serving Brock University and the Niagara region. There is something pretty amazing happening at Brock University this weekend, and we have a couple master's students in the Social Justice and Equity Studies program up at Brock here in the studio right now to tell us about what's going on. So welcome Krista Taylor and MJ Deschamps. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this event is officially called the 8th Annual Social Justice Forum. Let's talk about this. Year 8, what's the forum all about?
It's a great opportunity to network with student, staff, and members of the Brock community, but also the wider community in the Niagara region. So we have a lot of nonprofits come out and other people who are interested in learning more or gaining new skills, or just networking with other people who are also activists in their own communities.
Right, and there's something kind of unique about this. I mean, conferences and talks happen quite frequently at Brock University. This one's a little bit unique in terms of how accessible it is to the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Besides being physically accessible, which is something that we make sure is a possibility, it's also free to attend. So we have two meals, we have workshops throughout the day, we have free parking, and also a documentary screening that evening, and everything is free. We just ask that people register in advance, and we're really looking forward to having people out.
As one of the organizers of the event, what's the end result you want to see from this? When it's over and you've managed to catch up on your sleep, what are you hoping that you will have achieved by getting involved in this?
I think that for a lot of people who are involved in activism work, it can be draining, and you can sometimes wonder what the purpose is. And this gives people a chance to get energized, to gain new skills that they can bring back to their own communities, to help them in the work that they're doing, and to network with other groups who may have similar views that they're trying to achieve and purposes.
And there is quite a variety of workshops that you've got going on. And the two of you are actually giving one of those workshops, and it's quite appropriate that you're actually here in the radio station because of the content of that. So can you tell us a little bit about that, MJ?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's a really wide variety of workshops this year, which we're super excited about. I mean, there's everything from practical workshops on activist photography to kind of mobilizing to get involved in poverty campaigns to applied theater workshops. So we really have a wide range this year, which is great. And one thing that's particularly different, I guess, or unique about the forum this year is we're trying to make it really, like Krista mentioned, as accessible as possible. And it's sort of in our title. It's putting the act in activism. So we're trying to really strip away any sort of barriers that could exist in terms of people getting involved in activism in their community. So sort of an activism 101. So we're going to try at least to give people practical tools to get involved if they haven't before or want to learn more information. And one of the workshops, like you mentioned, Chris and I are conducting. Chris is a leader in student politics, and I come from a journalist background. It's called Getting Your Message Out. So how to effectively engage in the media. And we're going to be talking about how to use everything from social media to how to, you know, making the most out of a journalistic interview to really get your message across and get people involved in your organization. So yeah, we're hoping that there's something for everyone on there. We think so anyway.
You are not from this area originally. And when I look at the menu of the workshops that are available, I know that they're universal themes in a lot of ways, but here in Niagara, some of these issues really, really need to be addressed right at this moment. How has that helped you, being maybe an objective observer, to be able to sort of see, okay, this is kind of what this community is asking for or what they really could use?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because a lot of the themes that we're addressing are universal. So looking at Aboriginal women's issues, looking at conflict in Palestine. So those kinds of things very much transfer over. But we're also dealing with things very specific to the Niagara region. We have one on poverty in Niagara, Call to Action, which is very timely considering a report has just come out saying that the Niagara region has the highest rate of unemployment in the country. So these are things that are really important to the area. And while there are themes that I think I can understand coming out from outside of the province, it's things that I think I'll learn more about being involved and listening to people who live within the community, not just as students who may be transient in their living here.
And one of the workshops, in fact, the first on the session schedule, is one that I'm very happy to see on the agenda. And that involves, well, why don't you tell us what it's about?
Yeah, so the first workshop is called SOS, Supporting Our Sisters, Three Native Women Trying to Make a Difference. And we're really excited to have women who are Aboriginal themselves coming to speak about the issues instead of having other people speak on their behalf about what they think is important. So we're really looking forward to that. Right now, it has incredibly high registration numbers, which is really great and shows that people are interested in hearing the voices of people who are talking about the kinds of issues that they're facing.
And I can see that you've also reached out to other organizations. The Council of Canadians, I see that you've connected with them and they're putting on a workshop. Can you talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah, well, we allow people to submit proposals for workshops, and we get a lot of people not only on campus but also off campus, and that was one of the groups. They've been involved in the past, which has been great, and they're willing to come on to our campus and do another workshop. I think it'll be really interesting and gives people outside of Brock a chance to engage in a way that's maybe less intimidating, because it's not academics speaking to people. It's people who are really involved on the ground level talking about the kind of work that they're doing and what they have found effective, which I think can oftentimes be more translatable.
We really want to enforce that it's a community event and not just a Brock event. So we are drawing organizations and activist groups that are from the community, who are on the ground every day and are able to inform people of how they can mobilize and get involved to the best of their abilities.
And I see that you've got a real mix of, well, you have your own workshop about engaging the media, but you've also got other interesting things that are social justice, social activism tied in with media or theater. You've got some interesting things going on there with the mental health and photography. Can you speak about those a little bit?
We have people coming who are doing applied theater. We have, as MJ had said, and someone coming to teach about activist photography. Also, if you're more creative and wanting to show that off, we're having an open mic night for the first time, which we're really excited about. We have some people coming to do spoken word. If you want to bring your guitar and play, that would be great. And also hoping that people will come and talk about their own activist experiences in a less formal setting where it's not a workshop, but they can share what's worked and what hasn't worked for them. It's also a chance for people to debrief about the day while everyone is still together, which we think will be really valuable in looking at what we can do for subsequent years.
I see that there's some support here from the Brock Student Sexual Violence Support Center, and they're doing a workshop.
There have been some really great groups that have come out of Brock. Some of the people, too, who are hosting workshops, there's one on revolutionary youth work, who is also a graduate of our program. So we have people who have gone through kind of academia and are now coming back to help. The Brock Sexual Violence Support Center, a lot of those people have either been students or are currently students who are coming to share their experiences. And we know that this is an issue that's really important across campuses in Canada. And I know the Premier is starting to do more to include consent in its education curriculum. So in many ways, a lot of these workshops are incredibly timely with what's going on provincially and nationally.
And speaking of Brock grads, you have a Brock grad coming in who has an Emmy, and she's going to be down at NAC. So can you fill us in on what's going on there?
Yeah, we are really excited about our film this year. So we're showing Made in Bangladesh, which is actually a CBC investigative documentary. It won a 2014 International Emmy, and it's all about Canada's complicity in the dangerous working conditions in the Bangladeshi garment industry. If you'll remember the 2013 Rana Plaza factory collapse in Bangladesh, which killed 1,000 workers in the area. So we actually have had incredible registration, like Carissa mentioned earlier, for this film with Just Cause. Obviously, it's a fantastic film. We've actually had to increase the number of screening times. So we initially only had a 7 o'clock screening, and now we have a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock screening. And like you mentioned, Lizanne Lauder, she is the producer and director of the film, and she is an SJS graduate, and she's coming to St. Catharines, and she'll be having a talk in between the two screenings. So if you want to come out to the 7 o'clock screening, and it's at the Niagara Artists Center just on St. Paul Street, she'll be talking at 8 o'clock, and there'll be a brief Q&A. And then, you know, if you want to take a little bit of a break in between the forum, you can come see her talk and then see the film again. It's being screened at 9 o'clock, too. So we're really encouraged by the number of people that are wanting to see this film. It truly is an important one. So, yeah, I think it'll be a great way to cap off the day.
And there's also a film happening at Buffs tonight through the Brock University Film Society that your organization is sponsoring, I understand. And you will be there handing out information about the event coming up on the weekend?
Yes, we will. The film is called The Overnighters. And we will be there handing out information and postcards that include the workshops for the day, information about how to register, and you can just ask us questions. There's no commitment to attend the entire day. You can register for some sections, not for other sections. We do have childcare if that's a concern, which is also free. If you're interested in only attending the documentary, that's also available. So come out to the film tonight, support us and Buffs on campus, and learn more about our event.
And would you mind, before we wrap up, just running through the schedule from start to finish, the events that you've got going throughout the day?
Sure, yeah. So it's sort of a jam-packed day. We're starting the day at 9 o'clock a.m., so that's on Saturday, this Saturday. We'll just be having sort of a morning welcome and greeting, and then we'll go into the first... we have three different concurrent sessions that are going on throughout the day of workshops, so there will be four in each. So starting at 10, we'll have the four different workshops, and then at 11:30, we'll have a break for lunch, so free vegan food, and there'll also be an information fair going on at the same time. So you'll have a chance to maybe talk to some of the people who have run workshops, to get in touch with people who run organizations and not-for-profit groups during that time. And then following that, we'll have two more concurrent sessions. So they're about an hour and a half apiece, leading up to 4 o'clock when the open mic happens, and that's running until about 6. And then after that, everyone will kind of scoot on downtown for the screening and Lisa and Louder's talk. So yeah, you know, like Carissa said, you're welcome to come for some, for all, and there's also free parking as well, so if that's a concern.
If people want to register, I know that if they go to the social justice site and they follow many, many links, they will get to you, but there's also a WordPress site that you've got going apparently, and they can look you up on Twitter as well, is that correct?
Yes, so you can sort of go through Brock's website if you want a little bit of a maze, but you can also go to niagarasocialjusticeforum.wordpress.com, which is a lot shorter than the other address, and that'll redirect you to more information and registration as well.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming out today. I really appreciate it. We've been talking with Chrissy Taylor and MJ Deschamps, master's students in the Social Justice and Equity Program at Brock University, about the 8th Niagara Social Justice Forum. That's a mouthful. Putting the act in activism. So I hope you have an amazing time. I know you'll be very busy that day, but it sounds like a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.